Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
We have with us today Craig Moulton, Director of Cobra Resources, which is an exploration, development and mining company. Good day, Craig. How are you?
Yeah, good day, Robin. Great, thanks.
Good to hear it. Great to speak to you, Craig. We've been following Cobra with interest, following your works program on site. Can you give us an overview of the Woodner project and recent activity and news?
Thanks, Rob. Look, I've been quoted several times that Woodner is one of the best projects that I've seen in many years. And I'd like to just explain a little bit before covering off on the recent activity as why I think it's such a good project. You know, it has both components, both technically and commercially. Technically, it's a quality exploration project. This was originally a Newcrest project, so it had the pedigree to attract one of the world's largest gold miners. It has an existing resource of over 211,000 ounces of gold, and they sit in three deposits, Barnes, Baggy Green and White Tank, and these deposits are within about a 5 kilometre radius. The mineralisation is shallow, and this means it's likely to be mined using open pit methods, which is obviously cheaper and requires less infrastructure. It has high grades. The average grade of the resource at the moment is about 1.5 grams per tonne, but there are certainly intercepts within the drilling of up to 97 grams per tonne. And these aren't skinny intercepts either. A lot of them have significant width. You know, we see widths of up to 35 metres in the drilling for the mineralisation. It's a large project. We've got nearly 2,000 square kilometres of tenements, and we've got a lot of good quality geological and geophysical data. You know, we have over 10,000 soil samples across the project and quite a lot of drilling. But not only that, it's not only prospective for gold, it's also prospective for base metals such as copper. And we're currently developing some exciting targets across the project at the moment, similar to the style of mineralisation at BHP's massive Olympic Dam. And these are known as ISCG or iron oxide copper gold projects. So it really has a lot to offer technically. But commercially as well, this is a farm in with Andromeda Metals. Andromeda are a quality exploration company. And what this means, being a farm-in, we haven't had to fork out huge amounts of cash to get access to the project, and the money that we do spend basically goes into the ground. It's located in South Australia, where the state government recognises the value of exploration and mining companies and the value that they add to their economy. It's also located near some good quality projects, both the 42 million ounce Paris silver deposit, which is owned by Investigator Resources, and not that far from the Alliance Resources Wiltree Gold Project, which is about 181,000 ounces of gold. We also have an arrangement with an Australian drilling contractor called Hagstrom Drilling. And Hagstrom have agreed to a fixed price drilling contract for a drilling when we do that. And they will also take an equity component as part of the drilling. I mean, that shows their confidence in this project as well. And it also means that we can leverage our exploration budget even further. So that's why I'm so excited about Woodner as a project. So as to the second part of your question, we outlined to investors last November that we would focus on a strategy that had three parts. The aim is to de-risk our projects as much as possible with cost-effective soil sampling so that when we started drilling, we could maximise the chances of success. So for some of our investors that maybe are less familiar with the mining and exploration process, I think the best analogy here is how you go down breaking down a problem or try to solve a puzzle or investigate a crime. So the first stage is a soil sampling program over existing mineralisation that is all about fingerprinting the mineralisation. We collect soil sample data and analyse them for a suite of chemical elements that help us to identify unique signature of mineralisation in the ground. Once we have that fingerprint, stage two is focused then on defining priority drill targets in and around the existing gold resources. And then the third stage, we use everything that we've learned from stages one and two to look further afield at more regional targets and finding new ore bodies. So we've been off to a great start this year, and we've already completed the data collection phase in stage one. And in fact, we actually hope to have some videos on our website soon that'll explain the process in more detail. The results that we've received so far have been very encouraging, and we're now currently looking at fingerprinting the mineralisation. And look, I hope to have an update to the market in the next 10 days or so.
That'd be great. For our listeners now new to hearing you on Share Talk, can you give us an outline of your background and how you came to be the MD at Cobra Resources?
Yeah, sure. Look, that started about, the journey for that started about 30 years ago, I guess. Having graduated from the University of Western Australia with honours in geology, I started working for CRA Exploration, which, of course, now is called Rio Tinto Exploration. I worked across the Rio Tinto business units in exploration, resource development, in mining and various other businesses for about 17 years. I also worked for Cleveland Cliffs as the general manager for global exploration in Asia Pacific. And we set up a base metals exploration group there in, focused in Mongolia and in other places around the world. And these opportunities enabled me to work in and around some of the largest mines in the world and across the globe. In that process, met some fantastic and intelligent people and, you know, developed some skills that you know really necessary to grow a business from scratch. So when the opportunity came up to join Cobra, look, I saw this as the logical next step. It was an opportunity to integrate all of my business and technical skills. The role has a great mix of technical complexity with a strong business imperative to grow a sustainable mining business. And the people involved, particularly my other board members, are genuinely passionate about developing our flagship project, which is Woodner. And so I'm personally very grateful for the opportunity, but I'd also like to say as well, I'd like to thank all of our investors and shareholders for their faith in me in the last 12 months.
We've spoken to a few gold exploration companies recently. How are you finding the market sentiment in Australia? It certainly looks like interest is returning.
Yeah, look, I think that's right. It's really quite an interesting insight, actually. I was only reading a mining news article yesterday, and that was sharing a very similar sentiment as well. Look, there's no doubt that the last couple of years have been really tough for junior explorers across the world, really. But I think we're certainly starting to see some momentum return to the market here in Australia. The last 6 to 9 months, I think we've seen a significant and sustained increase in exploration activity across many mineral commodities here in Australia. And I think that's, you know, one of the advantages of and working particularly in South Australia. So really one of the premier jurisdictions for mining and exploration globally, in my view. It has an open and predictable regulation. Its permitting system is clear and efficient. In addition, you know, you've got really good infrastructure. You can literally drive from Adelaide in South Australia, which is the capital of the state of South Australia, on a major highway, it's a two-lane highway for most part, all the way out to the town of Woodner. And that's a six-hour drive. Plus, you've got modern power network, you've got rail infrastructure, and you've got a skilled and efficient workforce. So really great jurisdiction to work in at the moment.
Excellent. We've got a couple of shareholder questions that have been submitted. So I'm going to ask the first one, which is, what's the vision for Cobra over the next 12 to 18 months?
Okay, sure. Thanks. And I'd just like to say to the shareholder, thanks for your support. Look, the vision for Cobra over the next 12 to 18 months is pretty straightforward. We're focused on discovering sufficient additional mineralization at Woodner to transition the company from an exploration company into a resource development company. And, you know, that then becomes the basis for designing an economic and sustainable mining operation. We'll also look at testing the mineralization at Prince Alfred, which is obviously copper. And if that's successful, then we'll look at developing a resource for that project. And then thirdly, we're focused on, you know, continue to assess acquisition opportunities as they come up. But those opportunities would have to have synergies with our existing portfolio.
Thanks, Craig. So the other question we have, it's the current warrant position for Cobra and how would the funds be used?
Okay, so look, in terms of warrants, we issued warrants during the IPO raises and also the RTO. And we have about 100 million warrants on issue. Generally speaking, the warrants have a life of about 2 years. Most of them have an accelerator, but they're all exercisable at 2p. So assuming most of those warrants are exercised, those funds would be largely used towards the drilling campaign at Woodner, and this would really enable us to accelerate that program.
Well, it's been a pleasure hearing from you, and with strong interest from our listeners. We're hoping that you're back on the podcast soon as you enter what looks like an exciting period for the company investors. Do you anticipate regular updates in the markets as we close out the first quarter?
Yeah, look, absolutely. You know, we'll obviously keep our shareholders updated with the regular updates with the exploration activity at Woodner with the three stages that I described before. And I'd look really like to or to appreciate the opportunity to return to the podcast as soon as possible. I'm also planning to be over in the UK. It's probably going to be quarter two at this stage, just have to fit in with the exploration activity and hope to catch up with some of our shareholders in person. Look, as soon as we finalise the details, I'll let everybody know.
Great. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us, Craig.
Thanks, Rob. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.